You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back with you, it's Hail Varsity Radio. We're live at Rosie's 10th and P downtown. Come celebrate the last day of school. If you know a teacher, give them a hug and buy them a beer and say thank you. Husker baseball tonight at 6, allegedly, as things are getting a little dicey for Indiana. They're trying to get out of this thing with two on. Iowa keeps threatening. So we'll see if that 6 o'clock is a hard start. Reminder about our friends at Dyer Law. Congratulations to Dyer Law and the team as they took fight in front of a federal jury last week in Omaha. After days of testimony, the jury awarded their client $3 million in damages, which is huge. You can trust in the team at Dyer Law to help ensure that your rights are protected and you get the settlement you deserve. Call Dyer Law today at 402-393-7529 or visit dyer.law and chat with their trusted professionals about your claim. That's dyer.law, 402-393-7529. So we started talking a little bit in segment one, previewing Nebraska baseball, and the bullpen matchup will be key, and the muscle, the offensive fireworks will be huge this evening, even though the wind is blowing in for Nebraska baseball. But Richie Incognito got on our radar because of Will Compton. Friend Will Compton and Bussin' with the Boys spent some time on a couple of different topics. So we have got some comments in the stream to get to. Scott chimes in and says, "Hey, boys," I'm trying to do Scott's voice here. "Damn straight, I claim, Richie, you need a guy or 10 on your team that makes the other teams soil themselves." that caged beast take from Tony Davis, absolutely. Nick weighs in. Nick says, "Back in the day, I was hanging out with my cousin after a game in Lincoln at a pizza place. Incognito barges through the front door and yells, 'Who wants some?'" I'm trying to do the Joe from Family Guy voice. "Who wants some?" People were hiding under the table. Oh, that was pretty good. More from Nick. "My buddy saw him knock a skinny little kid out at a house party too." So without further ado, it's story time with Will Compton. And this has been bleeped so we can keep our jobs.
Yeah, and let's lay it out. This was Will Compton's appearance on Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast, two comedians, Shane Gillis and Matt McCusker. So you can go check them out
okay,
if you like.
Okay, awesome.
And Will's good friends with Shane Gillis, so we hopped on, and they told some Richie Incognito stories after Shane Gillis ran into Richie Incognito at some party, and Richie Incognito hit him with a little what'd you call it? A little boob scoop whenever they first met.
Okay. And hey, what's up? One of those?
And then he was all like, "I can't do anything. This dude is 6'8" and built like a house."
Well, it happens. It's not super common, but say you hit a home run, someone's going to slap your ass in a friendly way.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. You don't want it happening in gym class, but here's Will Compton in the Richie Incognito story. One of many, I'm sure.
They say there's a story at Nebraska. There was this walk-on. His name was Rigoni. Dude who was busting wedges, he ends up getting beaten up by a jump by these frat guys. So they have this team meeting, you know, preaching like, you know, this is a band of brothers. Like, you don't let nothing happen. So Richie Incognito gets Rigoni. They don't really know each other that well. Mm. He goes, hey, after practice, like, I'm going to take you. You're going to show me where this guy's house is. And after practice, he gets him in the pickup and they're driving down Greek Row or whatever. And he's like, point out the frat, like which one it was. And we're going, he like points it out.
Oh my God.
They park it. Richie goes up, knocks the door, right, and they answer. He kicks the door in and just starts beating up the frat.
Dude, get off me, dude.
What the hell, dude?
If you were up in your room and you heard your brother screaming, I'd be the dude in Saving Private Ryan, just sitting in the stairwell like, no way. The biggest dude on earth just broke into the house.
Coach Bo was on that staff, and when he recalls that, he remembers like kind of the coaches talking about it. And then the next day when it's like the headliner stuff's coming out about it, they're thinking like, oh, we shouldn't have got the boys going.
That was Will Compton on the Richie Incognito. You got the Goodfellas treatment, right? Beginning of Goodfellas. You had Henry. He was going to quit running numbers for Paulie. And they put little Henry in the car and they took him to the mail. The mailman route. And okay, the post office and said, all right, who's the guy? So imagine Incognito grabbing Rigoni, and Riggs is as good a dude as there is. Okay, what house is it? On 16th Street, there's Riggs in the car, there's Incognito, and you point to one of the houses, presumably. And then the next thing, he busts the door down, and then that was hilarious. I don't know if that was Luan or who said it, but think about if you hear your fraternity brothers screaming, would you go help him?
And I need it.
You probably have to take a peek first. If it's Incognito, I think if it's a brother, you got to go help him, but you're not winning.
Well, I need to hear the story. If there's anybody out there listening who is in the frat house that afternoon, that night,
no one's going to call in and admit that.
402-489-1240. Give us a tweet at Herbal Essences, at Schmidt_radio. We want to hear your side of the story, because that sounds like the experience that you will never forget once in your life. Richie Incognito breaking down your front door, just seeing red.
More from Compton on Incognito. This is the coin flip between Washington and Buffalo. I don't know if it was preseason or in season, but this is pretty good.
We played against each other, Washington and Buffalo, when he was on Buffalo. Yeah, and he was like, they're like, oh, you guys have played against each other before, blah, blah, blah. I was like, Richie, nice to meet you, man. And he's like, yeah, I remember you, smaller linebacker. He's like, you realize I'd kill you, right? I was like, you know, he had this like, it wasn't like a no. Hey, he wasn't joking.
You too?
Yeah.
All right, good.
He goes, you realize I'd kill you, right? And I was like, yeah, but you know, Nebraska. And then he like grabs my arm like a gladiator handshake and pulls me forward. He's like, loyalty, blood brothers. And I'm thinking, yeah, hell yeah. But I'm thinking in my head, what in the f*** is going on?
He's like, hammered.
He's like, you look like somebody who has a six pack, and he like lifts it up. Clearly I don't. And then he pulls up his shirt and has me like feel his stomach.
Nice.
And he's like, oh, I got something under there too. You just got to feel for it.
He's jacked.
Feel my tummy. Richie was actually pretty put together. Now, Richie Incognito always going to have a soft spot in my heart. Same with Kranak, just because that was our first recruiting interview ever, was Richie Incognito, and it was Big Richie, God rest Richie's dad's soul, and Little Richie. So it was a fun conversation.
And I want to know, if you want to check out the full podcast, it's Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast, very R-rated. So check yourself before you check it out. But it's a funny one, funny episode.
We'll wind down hour one next here at Rosie's 10th and P.